Greetings. Greetings. This is Uncle Lod. Welcome to the Magic Show.
Anybody wanna stay for you, me? I'll say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feels? Everybody wanna see what it's like. We even wanna be inside, it ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Welcome back. Okay, we're going to have a little fun tonight. Why? Because there's a Canadian girl, 18 years old, up in Canada, and her name is Megan. And Megan is the daughter of a dear friend of mine, a dear friend of ours, Ab the Fakeologist. Well, like many of our sons and daughters going off to school or experiencing school in any way, I don't care if you are grade school through your doctorate. 2020 has been a disappointment at best. And I know that, Megan, I'm speaking to you. This video is for you, my dear. And your dad is worried about you. He says that you kind of have the blues. And that's understandable, frankly. I mean, what a year. You know, you're going into your freshman year, getting away from mom and dad. A little bit different, you know, still being there and zooming in to your classes. And it does put a little bit of a social damper on your life. And guess what? That's what we call 2020. And we're going to get through all of this together. Well, let me tell you, Ms. Megan, about Uncle Lod. Uncle Lod put himself through college as a magician. Honest. I put myself through college as a magician. So when your dad was telling me that you were kind of had the blues and stuff, I thought, well, you know, what can I do to cheer her up? So I thought, I'm going to do a magic trick. So right now, today, I'm going to do a magic trick. Flossing my ears, not much of a magic trick, right? Well, let me get this. Ah, there we go. Got it wrapped around all kinds of cords. But yes, this is a very long rope. And I'm going to share with you, I'm going to show you what this magician did. What this magician did at the little kids round table once. He came and he took this rope and he took a pair of scissors and he took that rope and he cut it off. So he had a short rope. He then took that rope and he cut it somewhere in the center, like so. And now he had a second rope. And he kept this third rope, which I'll go way up here, as the long rope. So he cut them into three separate pieces, a short rope, a medium rope, and an extra long rope. Now what he did is he put them all in his hands side by side, and he went down here and he took the end of the short rope and he put it up here by the long rope, like that. And then he reached down and he got this medium rope and he put it up next to that short rope like that. And then finally he took that extra long rope and he put it by the medium rope. Let me kind of separate them. So you have short, medium, long, and you have short, medium, long. See that? Well, then what did he do? He pulled them. And right before our eyes, they all became one same length size rope. He had one rope. He had two ropes the same size, and he had this third rope that's the same size. I'll take the third rope and I'll put it over my shoulder and show you what he did next. So then he had these two ropes, and he took one end, he brought it up here, and then he came down here and he pulled, and it became one extra long rope. Then he took that other rope. Where is it? Oh, it's right around my shoulder. It's right here. He put it right there. He grabbed the long rope. He pulled it through, and then bam, shazam. He had one rope the same length, two ropes the same length, and this third rope, I'm sorry, all different lengths, short, medium, and long. Megan, it's only been about 30 years since I've done that magic trick, and I brought it out just for you because you're worth it. Please, please, please know this too shall pass. This will pass. And what you should know, if you turn around, you give mom and dad a big hug, is that you are very loved by your parents. And I believe you have a sister, right? A sister as well. If I have that wrong, I think you have a sister. But anyway, look, they all love you. We all love you. Uncle Odd loves you. And know that you are always welcome at Uncle Odd's Little Kids Roundtable, because this show is all about the commune, the community that we develop around the Little Kids Roundtable. Because people who are tuning into this are people who have been relegated to the Little Kids table at Thanksgiving, which is coming up. Why? Because the adults can't stand one more conversation that is conspiracy related. Well, guess what? We are, and have proven to be, we are not conspiracy theorists. We are conspiracy factualists. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's what we are. That's what we do. So anyway, all of you here tonight watching this, please, please, no, this too shall pass. And in the meantime, let's have some fun. This is Uncle Odd, and I'm out.
All right.
Turn down for what?